Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award winning Niall Boylan Show. Ireland's classic
hits. Hi, Niall. Oh my goodness. I have created war at work and everyone is gunning for me. My auntie has a huge four-bedroom council house and she has lived there since the 1990s with her son, her one son. He's now moved out. All I said was, I think it's unfair that she's living in such a big family home, perfect for a family to bring up kids in. It's in a nice area, has a large garden close to schools and shops, as well as being a really nice park and playground nearby. Anyway, all I said is that if you haven't purchased the property in a certain amount of time, you should have to downsize if it's just you living there. I appreciate it's her family home, but it just doesn't seem fair to me. This family's overcrowded and can't get anywhere. And then you have my auntie paying €50 a week in rent for a massive house for just herself. Please tell me if I'm being an asshole. Well, you're not really, no. I mean, this is an argument being made by economics professors in relation to how we solve the housing crisis. We have thousands of houses across Ireland owned by the city councils, Cork, Dublin, Limerick, Galway, that don't have suitable residents in them. I.e., you've got one person in a four-bedroom house and then you've got a family of four in a two-bedroom house. They should be switched around. But the argument is you can't chuck them out. Now, that shouldn't be the argument because they don't own the house. If you get a house from the council, you don't own it. It's not your house. And when you have your family and they've all moved on, the whole purpose of social housing was exactly that, inverted commas, the word social. So when your family move on and you're there on your own and maybe your husband has passed away and you're 60 or 70 years of age, I don't know what you are, be you male or female, your wife could have passed away and you're there on your own, there's no reason for you to be there anymore. You could be in a one-bedroom apartment nearby. You don't even have to move out of your community. The council should provide you and move you out and provide that home then to a family. Do it up, paint it back up again and give it to a family to start all over again in another generation. That's the way it should work. But that's not the way it works in Ireland. In Ireland, you can sit there till the day you die because that's your home for life, no matter how many people are living there. So the question has to be asked, should we force people to downsize if they don't want to? Because they don't want to. And I understand why they don't want to. It's all they know. They've lived there all their lives with their families and it creates memories and the house has memories. But it's not their house. They're paying 40 quid a week for it or 50 quid a week or whatever it happens to be. Different people pay different rents depending on how long you're there, how much you earn, and all those kind of things. But you don't pay very much for it, let's be clear about it. So should there be a case when the government have suggested this in the past that we should try to downsize people on a voluntary basis, if people don't want to do it voluntarily, and they clearly don't, that we should kind of force them to do it in some way, but in a nice way. I don't know how you do that in a nice way. But we do it in a nice way. You know, we offer them a nice apartment and say, here, look, this would even be cheaper for you. We can give you this lovely apartment. It won't even cost you much in electricity. It's much better. It's much more economical. It's easier for you to clean. I mean, you've got somebody living in one house and there's probably three bedrooms not even being used. That's a waste of electricity. It's a waste of heating. It's a waste of everything. It would be the better option for them, but they just don't want to go because it has memories and I understand that. The number is 087-188-0008. So is this girl right? Is it just wrong on every level? Or maybe you are one of those people who are living in a house, a three-bed house, and you're on your own. Or you're in a four-bed house and it's just you and your hubby. And all the kids have moved on, and it's a council house, and you're not moving. The number's 087-188-0008. Matt, you're in Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. Matt, are you there?
Yeah.
Okay. Matt, do you believe people should have to downgrade?
Well, they shouldn't be bullied into it anyway.
They shouldn't be bullied into it?
Yeah.
Well, should they be encouraged into it? Is that not the same thing? You're calling it bullying. But should people be encouraged to do it?
Encouraged to do it. Well, if the family's moved on, like,
yeah.
Whereas a single person in a place like that, you only can sleep in one bed, like,
Well, this is true.
Yeah.
So let's say Matt is living there on his own, right? And yeah. He's in a four-bedroom house. And let's just say, for argument's sake, you know, Matt, he's the only one there. His kids have moved on. Maybe his wife has passed off or passed away or something like that. And I go to Matt and I say, Matt, listen, you know, we could give this house to a family. I know you're here 30 years, but we could give this to a family. How would you feel about moving into a little one-bed apartment up the road there? We'll give you that. And Matt turns around and says, no, I've lived here all my life. I have loads of memories in this house with my wife and my kids. No, I'm not moving. So what should we do? Just leave him there.
Well, I'd agree with that, because houses do hold memories that people that...
Oh, they
that,
do. That, they do.
That lost family members and that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Whereas a single person, you know what I mean? If they're in a council house that's too big for them,
You would be single if your kids had moved on and your wife or husband had passed away. You are single.
Well, it would be nice to have the room there, just so you took ill health, for some of your kids to come back and look after you.
So what, you want to keep the house just in case the kids ever come back?
No, just in case that, just say I got in ill health and that the kids, just say some of the kids weren't married or whatever, that they'd be able to come back and look after you. But,
so in other words, if Matt didn't want to move from the four-bed house into the apartment, we shouldn't force him?
No. No, he shouldn't be forced.
Well, then we're in a stalemate situation, because that's what's happening all over the country at the moment. You've got Matts and Marys and living in large houses, and meanwhile you have families with three or four kids and they're in a two-bed house and they're all cramped. Do you know what I mean?
I'm totally know what you're on about. Whereas me now, I'm in Galway City, and Galway City Council is going, don't go, give two flying F's about you, you know?
Right.
I had a major spinal surgery there in July, just gone.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that, Matt. How are you now? How are you feeling?
I'm all right, but I have four flights of stairs to climb, and I've been granted a ground floor flat since 2016, and I haven't got an offer out.
So you had a spinal operation and you can barely walk, and you have to go up and down four flights of stairs every day to get home. Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah. Oh, they don't give two flying F's here.
No, they clearly don't.
I think I was talking to you before. I'm here 20 years now, and the back door has been leaking since I moved in.
Oh, I remember you telling me about this, Matt. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's 20 years gone in July.
The door is leaking for the last 20 years?
Yeah, since I moved in.
Oh, I think I remember saying to you the last time you were on, would you not just fix it yourself?
Yeah. Oh, no, but I thought I was bad. Then a friend of mine, his wife passed away suddenly there a couple of months ago. And she was waiting 26 years for the back door to be replaced. And then...
I don't want to get into that now on the show, but again, I'll say to you, Matt, why would you wait 26 years to fix a back door? If the council aren't going to come to fix it and it's causing a problem, would you not just do it yourself?
Well, I wouldn't have the money anyway.
What, to fix the door?
Yeah. And
wouldn't be that much, would it?
To be a major job now, the way this has gone, to be...
Yeah, but you wouldn't wait... it wouldn't take you 26 years to save up to fix the door.
Well, not 26 years.
No, like, your mates. I'm talking about your friend.
Yeah, but why should I do it, like, when I'm paying rent to the council?
Because you're living in the house and you'd be cold if you don't do it.
Huh?
You're living in the house.
Yeah, but, like, after 20 years, wouldn't you think the council would cop on, like?
Yeah, but there's a limit. I mean, don't get me wrong. I don't like the idea of you having to go four flights of stairs with a bad back.
No.
But in saying that, there's a limit to what the council can do. They can't be out doing everything. Yeah, you know, if there's minor repairs to be done to the home, you should do it yourself.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you now about that. You see the back door? There's a while back there now, and didn't they bring out a door, right, Niall? Right?
Yeah.
I'm up three stories.
Yeah.
They brought a door out.
Yeah.
It was a front door with a letterbox on it. Right? And they brought brought it up the four flights of stairs. And says the postman is going to have an awful job here.
Why?
I said he's going to have a with the letterbox on it, like. I mean, I said he's going to, and for I said he'll have to carry a big ladder with him to get the post through that.
Why was it? What was wrong with the letterbox?
No, sir. For a balcony door, letterbox three stories up.
But he didn't. What? How do you normally get your post?
And the downstairs through the letterbox there. First, this is only a door to try to fob me off with.
You've lost me, Matt, completely. Let me just clarify about the postman very quickly, because Babs is losing the will to live there while she's waiting.
I am indeed.
Yeah, yeah. So they brought a door. So you're on the third floor.
Yeah.
Right. Your door is leaking. They brought a new door.
No, it wasn't a new door.
Well, whatever, a second-hand door or a door, right? Okay.
With a letterbox in it.
Yeah.
For a balcony three stories up.
It's a back door.
Yeah.
Could you not just put a bit of tape over it or something?
Huh? No, but the thing about it, Niall, is that...
I'm not going to talk about the door anymore, Matt. It's starting to frustrate me now. Getting back to what we're talking about, you believe they shouldn't be pushed out of their homes anyway, Matt?
No.
Okay, let me go to Babs. The door thing is frustrating.
Hi, Niall.
Sorry, I was losing the will to live there, Babs. I do apologise. The number's 087-188-0008. Sorry, Babs, go ahead.
Yeah, no, I think Dublin City Council's, if you're in a building that's too big for you, like if you vote, like me, I've just me and my daughter there. I'm three story, and I'm in a three bedroom apartment in Ballybock. But the thing is, Niall, I think it was last year or the year before, Dublin City Council, they came on and they said they were going to make it easier for people to downsize. It's not the truth. You've got to go on the transfer list. It isn't easy. You just wait like everybody else.
Do you remember years ago you used to see those ads for house swap? Do you remember the ads they used to be on? You know, I'm living here, you're living there, and we can do a deal.
But I'm in an area where nobody wants to live, Niall, and I can't blame them. You know what I mean?
Do you live in the flats on the right as you go into Ballybock?
I'm in the ones under the bridge.
Oh,
you can't even see my block of flats. Where the, you know, when you come past the Clonliffe House.
Oh, I know them. Yeah, I know them.
There's another two block of flats there.
Oh, yeah. Because I just see the ones when I'm driving, you know, out sometimes. I see the ones on the right as you go out from coming from East Wall. You know those ones.
All right.
Yeah.
Ballybock House, you're talking about the old flats.
And know what? Nobody wants to live there. But surely there's always generations of people that want to live there.
The way it is now, Niall, with all the new apartments, they're waiting on them, and there's so many. You know the old Bank of Ireland there at the end of where the Fire Brigade station is, opposite that?
Yeah.
They've turned them into apartments, and they're going in there. Now, I don't like them, but the simple reason is like walking into a holiday home. You know what I mean?
I like the idea
of having a front balcony and a back balcony. I like to be able to see my surroundings. When you're going into these places, and I'm sure they'd offer me one of them tomorrow, but I don't want that kind of thing, you know.
Let me go back to the email, right? And here we have a woman on her own in a four bedroom house.
She should give her up.
Now, if she doesn't, now here's always the argument. So the council go in and say to her, "Listen, let's just say for argument's sake, theoretically, they go in and say, listen, Mary, you don't need to be in this big house. We've a nice little apartment, a one-bedroom apartment up the road for you there in the same community, in the same area. And we're going to put you into that. And it'll be cheaper for you. It'll be 10 quid cheaper a week. And your electricity bills will be lower and all that kind of stuff. It'll be great." And she goes, "No, I'm staying here. I have loads of memories here. My kids grew up here. My husband died here." Da, 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 da. And she doesn't want to move. So what do you do? Do you just force her to do it?
Yeah, I do think so. I think someone living on their own, most families would get them to move to a smaller place. If you're the only person there, a lot of families would see common sense of a person being in a big house. Yet they should. There should be a way of saying, listen, you can't hold on to that house anymore. You haven't got a big family anymore. It's different if you owned it. You can do what you want.
Oh, if you own it, and somebody said that, no, what about people who own their own homes?
Yeah,
well, there's nothing you can do about that. That's theirs.
They paid for it. They bought it.
Yeah.
But if you were put in there because you had a family,
yeah,
there are other families waiting on the list. there are families on the street waiting on the list with three kids, you know. They should be, you know what I mean? It should be like you downsize again. I mean, when I started out, Niall, I had a one-bedroom first. I had one child. Then I got the opportunity to move into a two-bedroom. Then they pulled down me block and my two kids were older, so I got a three-bedroom. Now, one of my kids are gone.
Yeah.
And I want to start downsizing again.
Yeah, because it costs you, more to heat it up and all that kind of stuff as well, yeah.
It's common sense.
Yeah.
You know,
Okay, well, hang on for a second because I want to go to Alan and Sarah as well before the break if I can. Alan, yeah. You're in Ireland's Classic Kids Radio. How are you doing, Alan?
Hello, Brian. Nice to have you.
Good. Now, there you go. Bob says, look, okay, you do the softly approach. And by the way, there are thousands of people, Alan, in this country living in inappropriate circumstances like that. So you do the softly approach, and if they're not happy about it, well, then you just have to say, well, I'm sorry. You don't really have a choice because you don't own the house.
Yeah. Well, if I don't just round them up and cancel the problem on container and kick them out of the country or something. You're asking inept councils to come together to actually do something correctly, and you're saying softly approach, right? But the problem is, the council won't do softly. The council will do their usual. They'll hide behind a letter they'll send out to threaten someone or to warn someone. Usual crap. So where do you want this woman to go?
To an apartment down the road.
Where's the apartment down the road?
No, what I'm saying is we need to put our heads together and start thinking about how we do this.
So you're making up a scenario there, right? But that's not the way the council works. The council's probably going to offer this woman at the house or apartment that's probably 50 miles away or whatever it may be.
No, you can't be doing that. I'm not suggesting you move them 50 miles away.
And that's what they will do. Because there is no common sense when it comes to the councils in this country and putting their heads together. So our tax man doesn't speak to our revenue man. So no one knows who's paying what, right? We don't expect our councils to speak to each other then because that has to be common sense.
Is there any scenario where you force people to downsize?
Well, I think you shouldn't get to the point where you force someone because...
Well, you do get to that point because people die and move on. That's just the way life is.
But like, if you have a set up criteria, when someone takes a council house, there should be an agreement. Here it is, unless you buy the house wherever it may be. But after this point in time, this house you have to move out. You step down. But there is
The agreement. The agreement is that it's not. There's nowhere in the agreement says it's a home for life.
But it's not yours. It's the corporation.
It's yours, but you need to have a proper step down process for people and give people other options, which we don't have for people in this country at the moment. That's the problem.
Well, it's can I get in there, Niall?
Yeah.
It's common sense. You're on your own in a three-bedroom house. Where's the sense in you staying there? Your memories, you'll have them in your heart, you'll have them in your mind, you'll have them in photographs. At the end of the day, it's brick and mortar. I mean,
you're attacking the woman.
It's common sense. You got the opportunity when you had a family to bring your family up. Give someone else that opportunity. You don't need that big family home. There are so many people out there where they could be moving in and out. Because do you know what's going to happen? If you're on your own and eventually you die, that will be boarded up. As well as they start moving people while the house is being lived in.
How is she, Alan, how is she attacking the old woman?
Because she's giving up with the woman holding onto the house, right?
She is, yeah, she's really, yeah, that's what she's saying, yeah.
Because who has gone to the woman and said, here is the process?
I think that, you know, look, we are speaking hypothetically. Yeah. And we spoke to Carl Dieter, who is an expert in these matters, on the air before. And he said the amount of houses, if we were to actually sit down and plan this properly, and you're right, in this city, for example, even in Dublin, where you have a family with three kids in a two-bed house and a woman or a man on their own in a four-bed house, that there should be people sitting down and going, right, he lives near them, let's just swap them around.
But that's the problem. There's no one sitting down in the council.
Okay, so let's say somebody does... what I'm trying to say to you today is, if somebody was to sit down in the council and do this with an intelligent person and say, let's swap those two around, and Mary... it could be Mike. I don't know. I don't want to be make this gender neutral if you want to. Is in that house, four-bed house, on their own. And we say to them, listen, you need to swap. We're going to swap you with somebody and downsize you to a one-bed or two-bed house or an apartment or whatever. And they go, I'm not moving. Should my kids come home every now and again, you know, for dinner? Or all my memories are in this house. My husband died. I'm not moving. Should it be a case of saying you have to do it? I'm sorry.
Yeah, but you don't need all the sleeping rooms in order to give your family a dinner. But you know what? I think Dublin City Council needs to get communities and go to the communities and those that want to downsize. Now, I do remember going back last year, they were actually going to do this, make it easier
That's right.
For people to downsize.
It was in the news at the time.
But no, you don't. You go on that transfer list like you're waiting on a place.
Okay, well, we'll stay there for a second. I want to go to Sarah as well. Sarah, you're on Ireland's Classics Radio. I'm looking at your comment here. It says, how dare you suggest people should be forced to downgrade?
Exactly. It's a family home.
It's not a family home anymore when you're there by yourself. In common sense, who would want to live on their own?
Well, let's tell you what, you want common sense from the Dublin City Council, right? I'll give you common sense, right? I've no children, right? The very first place I got was a 3-bedroom. No, I've no children.
You were very lucky.
Okay. Yeah, of course I was. No children and a 3-bedroom.
Because nowadays you wouldn't get anything if you weren't on your own.
What they're doing. And what they're doing now in these smaller communities, they're putting them sort of so-called fancy names, little retirement villages, where they're stuck in these little stingy 1-bedrooms in a little small community in around people needing of their own age. You don't know half of the people they're living with. And they're depressed.
But hang on, that's not an Irish thing. That's quite common worldwide to build those little type of communities for older people. Nothing wrong with it.
Yeah, but that's okay if it's done right, Niall. But it's not being done right. What's happening is the older person is getting older and they're getting sicker. And then as soon as you get into a hospital, it suggests to them, you know, would you like to downsize or is the house too big, or because of your condition or your mobility?
Yeah, well, and people are saying that to them because they care about them. They don't want them going up and down flights of stairs and all sorts of things.
Well, no, they don't, because I tell you what, they go into the finance history and everything. Listen, I'm not stupid. I know how it works.
The very fact you were given a 3-bedroom house and you had no children was stupidity.
Listen, I know that. Mm. But the way I looked at it, I got it and that was it. But anyway, I ended up years ago moving back into my mad. Like, a 3-bedroom, what do I want a 3-bedroom for? All I had was a cat. And I was living with someone that I didn't want to be living with. So I took my cat and I moved back to my dad.
But what Babs is saying, I don't think Babs is... Yeah, well, I don't think Babs has been cruel in what she says, right? But what she's basically saying is, you know, if somebody doesn't want to downsize and there's a facility there to downsize, i.e. there is 1-bedroom apartments, new ones in the area, not to take the person out of their community, well, then they should be just told, well, look, I'm sorry, you have to do this. We need that house for somebody else.
No, I don't think the government have any right at all. Turn around and say you have to do it. It's not the government.
It's Dublin City Council. It's their property at the end of the day.
Listen, every Dublin City Council, they might say that's privatised. I'm sorry to over...
It's their choice letting, and there's all these different places involved, Clwyd and all them. But like that too, you go in, and I know you went into a 3-bedroom. You are very lucky. I had to start from the ground up with a child, 1-bedroom, then 2-bedroom, and then I got the opportunity to move into a 3-bedroom. Now I want to get out of there. Not out of my area.
Well,
I just want to downsize, and I have to go back on the transfer list to downsize. Where's the sense of that? I'm not people that want my 3-bedroom.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
I took my name, right? I ended up handing the keys of that 3-bedroom back, right? Do you think I could get back onto the housing list? I was 15 years on a housing list waiting for a 1-bedroom place. I ended up having to buy my own place. There's only me and my husband. Of 3 toilets, of 3 bedrooms. It's a private house. You know what I mean?
Well, you clearly could afford it in the end yourself anyway, Sarah.
And everybody's circumstances are different.
Like, people don't take into consideration, and I don't care what... I don't care whether I'm on radio or not. They do not consider the well-being of the individual they're talking about, and especially the older person. They have memories in that house, right? If they have a big family or a small family, they like family visits, right? And sometimes their sons and daughters like staying a night or two with them. And that is what they've built up over the years, right? Now, you remove somebody from a situation they're in for years and put them into a different environment, 100%.
But you can keep providing large homes for individual people. I mean, I remember a situation many years ago where somebody my father knew lived over in Ringsend, and there was like 6 of them in the house, and it was a 3-story house. Lovely homes, right? Council houses. 3-story house. And they had all, the mother and father had died. The other brothers and sisters had moved out. And there was one son, I think he was 26 or 27, living in it on his own. It was a four or five bed house.
Listen, Niall, my mother grew up in the Tenement Flat years ago in town. And there was families upon families upon families. You know, and that's not so long ago, like, when you think of it really.
But you can't have one person living in four bedroom. Look, if you own the house, that's a private house, it's your business. You can do what you want. But if it's a council house, it's owned by the state. It's not your house.
Hang on, can I tell you something, right? That person has actually probably been working all their life.
I know.
You're not stretching our social welfare, right? And have put thousands into the house.
Well, when you say they're not scrounging off social welfare, absolutely, you're right. But they are depending on social welfare because it's social welfare that provide the house.
Well, now can I get in there?
It's Dublin City Council. No,
which is part of what they call welfare. Yes, they provide the house. It's social housing.
If you're living in a council house, doesn't mean you're paying €50 rent if you're working.
It depends. The most you pay in Dublin, as far as I know, is €375 a month. Yeah, but you pay a subsidised rent. It's much cheaper than renting a house privately.
What is?
And most people, by the way, most people pay very low rents. Very few people pay the higher scale. Very few.
Well, I don't...
I've looked at the figures, I've looked at the stats. The most anybody's probably paying in Dublin is in around €350, €400 is the very most.
Listen, I don't care if they're paying €1 million. You shouldn't be taking that away from them. That's their life they build up all their life.
Most people are actually, the average, did I see recently, the average is about £50 a week.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Then I'll
pay. Give me an idea, Babs. How much do you pay if you don't want me asking?
£120 a week.
Much?
£120.
£120 a week?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because
there
I
you
work
go. That's nearly a mortgage.
That's not nearly a mortgage. Hold on. Babs is living in the city centre. You wouldn't get a 3-bedroom apartment in the city centre for less than £3,000 a month.
They asked us to buy them. And what happened was...
Why didn't you?
We say, because I couldn't buy it by myself because the whole block had to buy them.
Oh, I would have tried to get as many people as possible to invest and buy. That would have been a great investment.
And it was, and it was only 63,000.
Oh, that's for nothing in the city centre. Yeah. If you had got it, you could have rented out 3 rooms and it made a fortune. stay there for a second. It's serious. Let me go to Ronan. Ronan, you're in Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. How you doing, Ronan?
Lyle, how you doing?
Yeah, just very quickly, Ronan. Do you believe that people should be forced to downgrade if indeed something is available for them?
I think, absolutely. At the end of the day, you know, they have been very lucky. I supported by the council for so many years with a low monthly outgoings, and if they had a property with a family and the family's grown up and there's only, we'll say, a husband and wife left in the property and something comes up suitable, they should definitely be downsized and moved into the new property.
And provide that 3 or 4 bedroom house then for a family, for a young family.
Well, that, yeah, like... We
that's the whole purpose of social housing, yeah.
We're in a housing crisis at the moment. You know, there's so many families with kids, they can't get a home. And, you know, what's the point? Like, especially...
Because Sarah thinks they have memories there and they might want to have their kids over to stay the night here.
Yeah,
exactly.
Sorry? There's a lot... Oh, sorry, say that again. Sorry, Ronan, I missed that.
At the end of the day, they don't own it. They're tenants. If they want to keep their memories, well, then go and buy the property.
William, fair enough.
You know, sorry, seriously, were you born with a silver spoon in your mouth, were you?
No, I wasn't, no.
No, because it sounds as if you do.
Well, thanks very much for that. I don't think it's a compliment. I worked all my life. I've never claimed any social welfare payments. And, you know, I worked hard for what I have.
Well, that's you. But there's people out there that have never worked in their life and lived in a council house and built their family up in the council house.
Yeah, and the point.
And they have children out there that are doing very well for themselves.
Okay, so why can't they
right?
help? Why can't they
listen,
help
right?
find the property for them then?
Yeah, why can't they help Mammy?
Listen, Daddy was being asked if he wants a house bought for him. Put it that way. And he said no. When he dies, he said it'd go back to him. It'd go back to the council.
But here's the thing. If they move her into a nice little apartment, it will cost her less to live there. And the family can come and visit her there. What's the problem?
No, it's too much, too small. you're taking away their respect and their dignity. You're not giving them a.
Well, you can only have dignity if you have a 3-bedroom house.
No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about their mental well-being. I am.
What? There's people living in apartments all over the country. Sorry, Ronan.
Sorry, what about the poor families staying in hotel rooms with a family of three and the kids all doing their homework in the one bed? And you know, and yeah, then you've got a single person, maybe they're in their older years, sitting in the big house and they can't even afford to heat the house. Like, at the end of the day, you know, with the way properties are being built at the moment and the A1, A2 gradings, it'd be way more financial benefit to both the person and the council for them to move in to the smaller property.
I don't know. I just think their council have their policies off their backside.
Okay, listen, on that note, I'm going to have to wrap it up.
Real people. Real opinions. Real Talk Radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Ireland's classic.